This talk is offered by Ordinary Mind Zendo. Ordinary Mind was founded by Barry Magid, Dharma heir of Charlotte Joko Beck, and is dedicated to her vision of a psychologically minded Zen practice adapted to the needs of American students practicing in the context of their everyday lives. Our public programs are made possible by donations from people like you.
When I arrived in New York on Sunday, I already went over to the Zendo. And then I participated in the Monday evening sitting. And after the sitting, Chris asked me, "What are you going to talk about?" I still have the same question. When I tried to write things, and I asked Claire whether she could print it out, and she said, no, her printer is not attached to the computer yet. And this answer was also good, because I felt it's always changing. I don't know actually what to say, and right now, while we were having the kinhin, again, a new plan arose what to say. But one thing changed when we had this ceremony this morning. Afterwards, we were walking, we're having kinhin, and somehow something came up, suddenly arose, it felt like, actually I just have to be myself. This was surprising. And there's still another voice that wants to prove to be worthy of being part of this Sangha. And this other moment was just leaning back and being whatever I am right now. I feel very thankful, very happy to that you have been here, part of this ceremony, that you all have been here. And I want also to invite the people I was in the Chukai group with Karen together, that we had on Skype. And I was very skeptical in the very beginning when we started this kind of Skype Jukai precept discussion group. And it took two or three precepts until I finally, not finally, until I arrived in there. And the more time and the more precepts we went through, it was like every time I came out of these 2 hours of talking with each other, I felt I came out uplifted, and I felt somehow inspired and supported. And Karen, I want to thank you for the way for your way of conducting that. That was very the way you were conducting it was, you were not imposing you were not the source of wisdom or the person who explains the wisdom, but by being just there and letting us do the things, it was somehow giving us the feeling we are the lamp for ourselves. I don't know how to express it exactly, but somehow, like, it came across. A year ago, summer, it was the first time that I came to the Ordinary Mind Zendo and that I met Barry. I was there for 1 week and participated on the week, on the Saturday session. And I felt at home. I felt this is where I want to go on and to stay. And I asked Barry, how can I connect with this group, with this Sangha? And he answered, you should connect with Karen. You will find a lot of her, of me in her. And I said, oh shit, I'm coming. No, I didn't say that. Not yet. But I felt, oh, I came all the way to be pointed to somewhere else. And I didn't want to go with that. It took a while, Karen, that, yeah, we established our unique own connection. I came across on Broadway, and there was an advertisement that was saying, give a break to the expected. And this is a topic for me that I also during these days, that is around me, to have expectations and have and mostly unmet expectations. So I came, I booked my flight. When I knew that I'm going to Garrison, I booked my flight pretty early, and then I arranged it in a way that I arrive on Sunday, that I will be a few days before in New York, that I can participate in the Zendo, that I will meet Barry, that I will have some appointments because of the translation project and everything. And then I came there, and Barry wasn't there on Monday. He wasn't there on Tuesday morning. He came on Tuesday evening. And on Tuesday evening, Chris said, yeah, the Zendo is closed the next day. And I say, oh. Again, I came across my expectations. I came across when I have booked my flight, I was completely clear what is going to happen, and it didn't work. And it is so often like this. It was okay. I had beautiful other things that happened. There was one moment in my professional life recently where I found this the precept very helpful. I want to tell you about this example to make it a little explainable. I was facilitating a workshop with 45 people. This was for 2 days. My job was to facilitate a workshop in which they have a lot of meeting with each other, where they can discuss deeper issues and so on. And they had a hard week after, they came after a hard week of work, and everything I tried to facilitate didn't work. My expectations weren't met again. And they didn't stick to the times that I was giving, and with 45 people who are not sticking to the times is quite some trouble. And in the evening I was actually frustrated. They had some wine and I was in my room and I said, no, we have another day, oh God, I don't want to do it. Next morning I woke up and I felt still, actually, I just do it. I just finish it. And as I'm waking up very early, normally have a coffee, and then I was reading some of the precepts. And I don't remember exactly what it was, but the question was good. The question was, what is needed for me in this situation, and in which way can I contribute? And somehow that hit me. And then it was easy, that it was like a shift in my attitude. And then I said, okay, what is needed? My answer came. It was trusting that they are doing the right thing and still giving the structure. And it worked out very well, and it was completely different than otherwise I would have started frustrated and say, oh, I just finished the job, but I could be still present. And one thing I come across with these precepts again and again is a pain. And this is only coming, or I only recognize it when I'm sitting. And I can give it a name now, it's the pain of separation. So whenever, let's say, I'm stingy or very angry or talk disrespectful about others, or whatsoever, it's not like a saintly wow that I'm not following. It's something that it does to me that hurts, and that I need to contact and to see and to be close to. And this only happens while I'm sitting. And this pain of separation then gets a shift, and very often a natural way of acting differently comes just out of that experience. Thank you.